Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine Questions as of February 28th, and we're publishing on March 3rd. And if your question came in after Monday, it's going to roll into next week's Ask Catherine. And as always, thank you for your questions. They never cease to amaze me what a brilliant network we have. Okay, we start off with cash and precious metals. I enjoyed watching your three-hour video with Dr. McCullough and the Bitcoin expert. And then you dive into why the American Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are so important. I couldn't agree with you more. And I would really encourage anybody listening to this to go read. It's a little bit long, but I'll read just some selected parts. I'm reading from the American Declaration of Independence, which he's describing Corbett finding it the best and boldest assertion of human rights ever published. Yes. And I would also credit it back to the Scottish Enlightenment. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter, abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And I would go back and say they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. So he's describing Corbett. He then went on to say the Declaration was most powerful because it pointed to rights not granted by men, but endowed by their creator. Sadly, he points out that the true cost of the erosion of Judeo-Christian ideals is to subvert the core of the Declaration, the Constitution. I couldn't agree more. I agree with everything you said. You write, as a Christian, I remember studying Revelation and struggling to comprehend how that could come about, especially in the United States. I also wondering how the prophecies of Armageddon-like conflict could be so unclear about the role of the great Western powers, especially the United States. Time has certainly helped that understanding. The struggle is what to do practically here on Earth while the oppression makes itself more and more obvious. Resistance and education are key, but I'm understanding more and more how only God will ultimately restore justice. That is the awakening that is truly powerful and able to save. I could not agree more. Anyway, I would encourage everyone to read that. Catherine, I'm listening to the Bitcoin debate and I'm finding myself losing my mind. I think I might have read this one last week. This is from one of my favorite subscribers who clearly understands the legal system. I'll just read it very quickly. The Bitcoin crowd either did not attend any civics classes or just ignored them. They entirely leave out the fact that the government is the entity that enforces contracts between people. When Joe Smith contracts with Bob for a service and Bob doesn't pay, Joe can go to court and sue. Over the centuries, the court developed the common law of contract interpretation to provide a legal and enforceable remedy for a breach of contract. It is to the point where once a judgment is entered, the police power of the state can then be used to enforce that judgment. I've heard stories where a sheriff has chained the doors of a national bank branch until the judgment was paid. Under this system, all must have equal rights to enforce contracts under the law, and this has been part of our legal system for centuries. It's not even something people think about as they assume that their agreements are legally enforceable. The Bitcoin crowd seems to think that the exchange of Bitcoin is all there is. We communicated on a price and had an exchange. The end. They don't seem to realize that their entire model hinges on the current legal structure in place to enforce a contract, because they will end up going to court to say there's been an enforceable agreement contract and there was a breach of the contract and the court needs to make it right. Generally speaking, in the United States, courts can order specific performance on a monetary damage as a remedy to a breach of contract. Sometimes contracts are not enforceable because they are against public policy. So if someone enters into a contract for sex with a prostitute and the prostitute breaches that agreement, a court will not enforce that agreement as a binding contract. It's illegal. Likewise, the court is not going to enforce a contract for the shipment of cocaine FOB Miami. So a law is passed. Bitcoin is banned as a means of exchange. A plumber enters into a contract to repair plumbing in exchange for Bitcoin. The work is done. The payment is never made. Sorry, plumber, you lose and the whole system collapses. Thus, the only reason Bitcoin even works is because there is this subconscious belief that Bitcoin contracts can and will be enforced. That's what gives anything value as a medium of exchange. Once that is over, how is anybody going to transact in Bitcoin? So, you know, they're going to be small networks, communities of trust, but they're not going to be able to enforce in the same way. So the liquidity is going to be circumscribed, as you will. Dear Catherine, you've always suggested local credit unions are a better banking option than banking giants such as Chase. I've always felt comfortable with our credit union. It has only 4 branches and associated with my husband's employer, U.S. Airlines. It has been very reliable and secure. However, it was recently announced that nearly the entire system, including all branches and digital banking services, will be closed and unavailable from March 31st at 5 until April 3rd. And you talk about how you were totally taken aback by this. So I'm looking into, I find these dates very interesting and strange. So I'm going to look into whether or not this has any other meaning than they're just changing their system. Yeah, so I think the whole total system, anything under the control or regulation of the government, the central bank, it's going to come under this control grid control. So at some point, we're going to need to create systems outside the system. Question. Good morning. A core issue for us, the community assembled around Solari and any God-centered thinking people, to me is currency. That's the biggest need as things break down and we need to let go of our current culture. So in the future planning, maybe an interview with alternative currency expert, say one of the authors of your recommended books on currency, say Greco or Leiter. So Leiter is no longer with us. He passed several years ago. There is an interview with Greco in the library. There's also a newer interview with the founder, Paul Glover, of the Ithaca Local Currencies, and that's in the homepage, but you can find Greco as well. And so we're going to be spending a lot more time talking about how we bank each other outside of the banking system and currencies this year. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for answering my question on buying silver. I also since found a source in the UK, and they put the link. Thank you very much. I really appreciate people sending in any recommendations you have for reliable dealers in different jurisdictions. I'd love to keep collecting them. Okay, then someone sent in a question about, they have 2 properties, one in South Dakota and one in Florida. And you provided a lot of great detail, which I appreciate. And I want you to tell you, this is a really tough decision. The one in Florida is overwhelmed with cell towers and 5G, but you're getting plenty of sunshine. And sunshine is so incredibly important to health. And you've got somebody in your family who's in their early 70s, and she doesn't want to be isolated. And Florida is right next to everything, and you got plenty of sunshine. There are local farms as well. So, oof. Now, here's the thing. The South Dakota property, I love the Black Hills. It's beautiful. But obviously, it's remote. That's much harder on somebody. You know, I live in a rural area, and just having to drive an hour to get any place is really, what a pain. And the problem is, you have great food and water, good jurisdiction. But not only is it at remote, but, of course, it's super cold in the winter. You'd have to build a greenhouse. This one is exceptionally tough. So my question is there a way you can keep both of them? And then, you know, when you're up in South Dakota, I mean, I think it's particularly for somebody who's retired, being able to go south in the winter and get some sunshine is really important. But if I had to choose, I would find a place to rent in Florida. I'd sell the Florida, consolidate into South Dakota, but then I would find a way to go south every winter and spend, you know, 5.5 months. I'd live and have my legal jurisdiction be South Dakota, but spend 5.5 months in the sunshine, you know, in a rental place or a much, much smaller place, you know, a little bit more rural and remote than what you've got. But I think if you're going to do, so I would sell Florida, stay in South Dakota, but I would find a way to go south every winter and, you know, and recognize the need for part of the year to be close to everything and get plenty of sunshine. So that's how I would do it. But I have to tell you, I appreciate all the detail you gave, but sunshine with too much 5G versus cold and low EMF radiation, that's tough. But the thing I most value is keeping your mind clear and your spirit coherent. And I just think it's going to be increasingly impossible to do that in Florida, no matter how convenient it is. Okay, comment. Trudeau's government has declared a state of emergency. Part of that allows the cutoff, freeze, and confiscate crypto accounts. So much for safety, so much for privacy. So some of the crypto accounts would be able to elude the kind of block they put on. So they're, you know, it's not a black or white story here, but, you know, as the regulatory structure is going, it's going to be harder and harder for all of us to transact outside. And there are ways to do it, both cash and coin and digital, but we're going to have to all get really inventive and use all of our imagination to do it. The hard part is creating the trust. And you can't create networks of trust unless people are trustworthy. And it's very, very difficult for people who haven't lived in this kind of environment to be trustworthy. It takes a lot of fearlessness to do it. So, but, you know, the people issues are the hard part. Greetings, Catherine. I wanted to ask you a quick question regarding, and let me just say, we want to find digital ways of working outside the system. So we want to make digital currencies work outside the system and find ways to do it, both physical and digital. It's not either or. So anything we can do to make both the physical and the digital go outside the system, we want to be doing. Catherine, I wanted to ask you a quick question regarding bank ratings. What's your opinion on the credibility of the Weiss rating system? The three listed below have AA and A+ rating. That's a very good sign. I found the Weiss rating system to be pretty good, not perfect. I've seen an excellent bank at a low rating because the feds were giving it a hard time, and the feds were giving it a hard time because it was so excellent. But that, you know, that's an exception. Usually they're pretty good. You're in Bartlett in Tennessee, and you're looking at three banks, two Mississippi, one Arkansas. I'm not familiar with those three, but I will tell you, it's first, I find Weiss usually good. I would think those ratings have real meaning, and so they're very high quality, as is often the case of banks in that area. What I would do, I think it's really important to visit and meet the people and get a feeling, and I can't tell you how much your intuition will tell you just walking in and meeting with them and talking with them about their business and how they run it. And our article on how to find a good local bank is helpful. Question. A country's foreign currency reserves are often held by the central bank of the foreign country, not in physical assets in the home country. Yes, that's the case. So if you have a Swiss bank account and you have dollars, as a legal matter, they take the position those dollars are back at Citibank in under New York Fed jurisdiction. So, you know, I hate to say this. Somebody just wrote an article saying this is the beginning of the end for the dollar system. You know, I think the beginning of the end started in 2013 when they instituted these financial sanctions. But freezing a central bank's assets is going to really hurt the dollar long run. And I think, you know, I think that may be Mr. Global's plan, is to separate the financial system into, you know, two multipolar circuits. It's certainly going to help the Chinese currency and Chinese SWIFT alternative a lot. So if you're trying to drive market share into the Chinese system, this is a way to do it. Dear Catherine, a peer-to-peer blockchain money transfer system sounds like a great idea to overcome the banking cartel's grasp of both the fiat money system and the current cryptocurrencies. Ontario has shown that cryptocurrencies depend on cash via the likes of CoinDesk or of little use. So you sent me a link to one, I'll take a look. But obviously, we're going to have to find ways of doing both digital and physical outside of the existing systems. Dear Catherine, I listened to the whole 3 hours on Bitcoin with Dr. McCullough and Alex. I agree with you completely that people are more important than tools, and that even devout Bitcoiners like Alex are in denial about the simplest facts. Now, I think I read this the last time, so you are suggesting somebody who's talking about the importance of spirituality and consciousness, Dr. Wolfgang Smith. Physics do not rule the world, as Alex suggested. Physics is powerful but limited way of knowing the infinite world. Yes, I agree. I agree. Without the divine spark, you don't have a sound basis to whatever you're up to. Okay, would love your thoughts on Zoltan Pulsar. Has just written something about why Powell must crash the market. I don't agree. Powell needs a war. A war can make things continue to go. What is the only unconfiscatable asset in the history of the world? Hint, it's not gold. It's not money. It's not paper money. And somebody didn't put the link to what you sent, but I would say it's knowledge, intelligence, and that divine spark. Hi, Catherine. What do you think about the board members of the National Credit Union Administration being alumni of Schwab's Young Global Leaders? Not much. They've run a lot of good people through that program. You know, Richard Werner got run through something like that and got booted out. So I don't put a whole lot of credence in it. I think the question is, you know, your problem with many of the board members of institutions like the National Credit Union is, as Franklin Sanders says, they pine for the treats of the tapeworm. So finding people who don't pine for the treats of the tapeworm is, there are just way too many people who are looking to climb their way up the ladder. And, you know, in their defense, one of the reasons people find me credible is I have lots of credentials, you know, from the tapeworm. You know, as long as the crowd gives credence to the tapeworm credentials, people are going to hunger for them. Think about whether or not you consider people more credentialed and more credible because they have those tapeworm credentials. Hi, Catherine. I've been paying all of my... Oh, this one is really good. You got to listen to this. I've begun paying all of my service providers in cash with an explanation why. My dry cleaner explained to me that his cost for hangers has gone up from a 0.11 hanger to 0.55 hanger. He also pays anywhere from $1,800 to $2,000 a month in credit card service fees. He really appreciates the cash. We started a hanger give back program and his customers have embraced it along with cash once they understood why. I find this so important. The same applies to my hairdresser. He is also welcoming cash, as his fees are between $2,000 and $2,500 a month, depending on the season, as the holidays are much busier times for him. Can you imagine? Do you know how much $2,000 to $2,500 is to a hairdresser? Oh my God. You know, if you look at what the online payment systems and the credit card companies are taking out of a neighborhood, it's absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. So start talking to all the people, the vendors you use, and start talking about cash. I think if we can educate people with stories like these, they will be willing to make the change to cash. I agree totally. We're now up to about 15% of our subscribers doing cash and coin, headed to 20%, and it's growing steadily, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And if you haven't converted yet, right now you can pick up 3 extra months. If you convert, and we're happy to, you know, add it on to your back period if you want to convert now. So I just think if we're going to squeeze down on the system, let's squeeze out the guys who are squeezing us down. Dear Catherine, I'm trying to discern and learn the truth about becoming an American state national versus sovereign citizen. Okay, so this is one of these legal systems where if you go through all this stuff, you can get out. And I've never pursued any of them just because I'm looking for solutions where I'm not out. I'm with the other people in the system, you know, and we're doing it together. I don't believe there's a way out. I don't believe there's a workaround. And part of my problem is I've never known the guys at the top to respect any legal system. So, again, I've never known the guys at the top to respect any legal system, so I just don't want to spend a whole lot of time pursuing any of these. So the answer is I don't know, but it's not on my list to worry about or think about. Question, how to solve shortfall in revenues? Somebody's pointing out the shortfalls. $59 trillion present value Social Security deficit through infinity based on what estimates of population working. $20 trillion present value Social Security deficit through 2095 based on what population working. Their solution is to raise payroll taxes as a percentage of earnings by 4.6% or 3.4%. That seems reasonable, except we all know that machines don't pay payroll tax. So the working stiffs may be very much lower and the payroll tax shortfall will fall on very few. Solution, early retirement, aka genocide. So a link to the social security numbers. Anyway, yeah, so this is why I've been yapping about the missing money for 20 years, because it was bound to either, you know, if you steal all the money for retirement and healthcare, then lowering life expectancy is the only way to balance the budget. So that's what has had me screaming all this time. But I have, for some reason, that just can't compute through. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for the information you provided. I was listening to your interview on Bitcoin with McCullough and a young gentleman, and I caught McCullough saying you started a community outside the U.S. and wanted to know where that might be. How could I find out about that country and community? Although I'm an American, I do have citizenship and have thought of, I do have other citizenship than thought of relocating. Any help in contacting Dr. McCullough's organization would be most appreciated. So the community location is confidential. So I can't share it because I don't know it. And I'm not going to try and know it. I think it's very important to respect people's confidentiality. Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for answering my recent question about buying precious metals. Even though I'm in the financial world for many years in the UK, I never needed to know about buying gold and silver. Frankly, now the thought was daunting, but I started with the information you gave me and 48 hours later emerged out of the rabbit hole with a reasonable understanding of how it all worked. That's fabulous. The best of the precious metals market report in our old audio seminar on how to buy coins and all the information from Franklin Sanders is really very grounded and good in helping you understand the basics of how you find gold and silver. And it's a great list. If you go to our gold and silver calculator, we have a great list of sovereign coins and bars that can help you sort of sort through. Then it's a matter of finding the good dealers. I then set about finding some bullion dealers in the UK. And after a few very lengthy conversations with various dealers, one thing I am good at is asking questions. I finally got clear as to what I needed, why, and how much to spend. I'm now the proud owner of a stash of coins. Thanks for your support. Here are three long-established bullion suppliers in the UK in case anyone else on my side of the pond needs to know. Great. That's great. Thank you so much. It's Shards Coin and Bullion Dealers, Atkinson's Bullion, and ATS Bullion, and I believe you sent the silver dealer in the previous question, so I appreciate that. Anyway, I agree. The material we have on precious metals is sort of good, basic material to get you going. And that's in all the, you can find the links for that in all the equity, recent equity overviews. We have a mega link collection to go with the equity overviews. Question, Catherine, after listening to your sovereignty report comes to mind the following. I think that if they take Russia out of the Swiss system, Russia will have to implement a CBDC or crypto system. I think there's no doubt that this will accelerate the Chinese SWIFT alternative, Chinese's reserve currencies. This is really going to help build out the Silk Road ultimately. It's a long-term play. And so Europe will have to adapt. Otherwise, how are they going to pay for their energy? The energy keeps flowing. The U.S. and Europe are buying Russia oil and gas, and the energy is flowing as we speak. John Titus and I spent a lot of time talking about what's going on in the Ukraine, and you can follow it on the, check out the first 20 minutes of Money and Markets this week. Catherine, can you please elaborate on potential likely and unlikely sabotage games a community currency could possibly face? You're currently in New Zealand. There are literally thousands, but what I would do is I would skim or listen to the Deep State Tactics series. We go through all the different kinds of tactics. I would go through the mind control commentary, mind control tactic used on young people. Just do a search for mind control, but it's also linked from Deep State Tactics. I would watch the Snowden movie and The Maze, which is Frederick Moser's documentary, sort of picking up from what happened to Bill Binney. And I would go to the first action, the first quarter 2021 wrap up and check out Lucent Technologies Grip and go through that. I think part of it is, how do you create privacy? How do you transact privately? And how do you keep the bad dogs out? I would also listen to the story of Gideon with Thomas Meyer, because spiritual connection can help in this vein a lot. You know, the danger is a lot of people being mind controlled and sabotaged don't even realize it. And that's part of the challenge. I have to say, I've found the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis to also be very helpful. I'll put that in the show notes. Catherine, I have a $50,000 home mortgage with a local credit union and a $25,000 investment portfolio with Credential Asset Management. My question for you is, should I cash it in and put it against the mortgage, or purchase a vault and store it at home, or maintain the status quo? Your insight will be much appreciated. I don't know enough about you to know what's best for you, but one thing I will do is, I will never, you always want to have some reserves. And so I would certainly have a vault at home these days. And I would certainly want to have reserves outside of the banking system, including outside of the credit union. But it's a question of how many you want, you know, the risks to keeping things at home. So think about what risks. I don't know what the interest rate is on your home mortgage versus what you might do long-term in your investment portfolio. But I do think, you know, if you have a home, you need money for maintenance, you need money for repairs, you need money for home insurance, you need money for taxes. So never take your mortgage down to a place where you don't have money to deal with some of the things that may come up. You want to protect that asset, not just from debt, but anything you can do to get out of debt as fast as possible. You know, I certainly condone doing, but not if it means giving up your reserves. But if you don't have reserves at home, I would definitely get a safe and not be afraid of taking down your investment portfolio to make sure you do have reserves at home. Russia is now embroiled in a financial war with USA and EU. So you sent a link about this. I started to watch some of that. But John and I spent a lot of time looking at what's going on in the Ukraine and what it means. And John and I started the conversation about that in Money and Markets. So I'd suggest you check out the first 20 minutes of Money and Markets this week. Question, Putin actual to some extent stays in business and crypto gets a booster shot in the arm. Yes, I think the split between, remember, China and India are standing behind, and probably to a lesser extent, Japan, Russia. So Russia's got a backdoor. I think this will be good for crypto. I think it'll be much better for the Chinese SWIFT alternative and Chinese currency. Hi, working with my local Solari group on alt economy options, recently learned of a product called Goldbacks. So this is Goldbacks is a paper currency with gold sort of in it that is designed to solve the smaller transaction problem. And I don't know if this is something that can build liquidity or not. So I'm not, you know, it's too novel and new for me. So I would worry about liquidity issues. So my preference would be to use silver for the smaller transactions. And so particularly if you're in the United States, I would much prefer to use, you know, 90% silver and small silver amounts to do, or local coin and cash to do the smaller amounts. Dear Catherine, have not written in a while, but just watched your complete interview with Dark Journalist and subscribers only. I love when you agree with me. This business with Malone, McCullough, and Rogan is such an op. And then more on that. And next item is thoughts on automation. Yep. The vaccine mandates and all of this other stuff is very much teeing up. Well, it's both the vaccination and the mandates force the people out who won't take the vaccination, and illness forces out the people who take the vaccination, some percentage of them. And there you go. The last area, and what do we plan for those who got the shot? And you talk a little bit about that. What do they do with the people who didn't get the shot? Do they have a purpose for our DNA? Do they want to destroy our DNA? I'm not sure, but I assume they want a control group, so of people who didn't get the shot. So I'm assuming for some period of time they want a control group. Comment, my mother-in-law went to the bank yesterday. She wanted to transfer 50 to her daughter's account, which she has done on a regular basis for years in a different city. The bank refused. She was told to go to the bank machine at a different branch and drive the money to her daughter's. That's a 3-day drive. To give a perspective, my MIL is an ideal Canadian. Oh, my mother-in-law is an ideal Canadian with no offensive or questionable actions or political views. Welcome to banking in Canada. The Canadian banking system in my mind is over. I want nothing to do with it. Obviously you live and bank in Canada and you need to, you know, write checks to pay bills. I can certainly see why you would use it, but there is now no other reason to put a dime in a Canadian bank. As far as I'm concerned, it's over. And of course the question is, how long will it take to they do this in every bank in the world? Funny that the NIH would have placed on their website all, let alone no one noticed it due to the COVID plague. So this is something about the modern Grand Solar Minimum and what it could do. You point out, historically, the Great Plague of London was also the start of the last Grand Solar Minimum. I think this is very interesting and worth reading. If you look at the show notes, I won't read the whole thing, but there is no doubt that there are a lot of very intelligent people who are concerned we're going into a grand solar minimum. And usually that's very bad for the crops and very bad for the economy, very bad for the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. So this could be, the question is, what are the risks Mr. Global managing and worried about? And this could definitely be one of them. In Florida, DeSantis signed a bill shielding healthcare providers from liability for COVID injuries. This is a likely compromise with the insurance companies not wanting to shoulder liability from doctors using federal government mandated protocols for COVID-19 treatment, which have failed or caused more health issues. It will open the door for off-label use of other drugs to treat COVID for Florida. I'll tell you, DeSantis is a brick. There's a great video I just put up on our Telegram channel of DeSantis walking in the University of Florida and yelling at all the students to take off their masks, that it was time to stop this stupid COVID-19 theater. It's pretty funny. So it's not doing any good. He said, obviously, if you want to wear it, you can. But, you know, I'm sick of the COVID theater. It's pretty funny. During your Control and Freedom program this evening, you mentioned that Slear was giving copies of Secret Don't Tell book. Do subscribers qualify to receive a copy? Yes, we have a few more. And if you'd like a copy, let me know. And I think you already came into support. But if you're a subscriber and you'd like a copy, go into support. We may have to start selling them. But, you know, if you really want it, you're really going to need it. Put in a support ticket. We'll try and send one to you. Question, you've recently been talking about Republicans winning a majority in the Senate and House this year. Do you actually still believe the American election system is fair and not corrupted? I figured Mr. Global controls the outcome. No, I think the American, or I agree with you, the American election system is pretty corrupted, but the Republicans have usually been better at rigging elections than Democrats, but they got hoosegowed by the Democrats last time around. So I don't think the Republicans winning is because the elections are free and fair, although I do think the more natural votes you get, the easier it is for you to rig it. So it's one thing to take something from 20% to 80%. It's another to take it from 60 to 80. So I think the Republicans are getting a lot of help from the electorate this time. But obviously, they're going to have to be on the lookout to stop the... And do I think Mr. Global controls? I think there are different factions vying. And, you know, within a framework, Mr. Global controls. But there has to be respect for the different factions and letting them sort it out. Hi, Catherine. As always, appreciate all you and your team continue to get information out. Got a link from a fellow nutritional therapy practitioner this evening. Asked me if I'd heard about this. Now, I tried to look at this link. It's for an indoor farm in Texas, and I couldn't find it. The term smart is used repeatedly and excessively, and for those who've been eating real food for years, I smelled bullshit the whole time I was reading the article. This plant is being erected less than 5 miles from me. Seems this type of operation has all the right infrastructure to deliver the gene therapy right into the produce and deliver out to 800 stores and the unsuspecting people. 666. Yep. It's what is happening in the food supply is absolutely frightening and dangerous. So I set up on Connect Solari. However, I generally use a screen name to protect my privacy. I use this on a number of forums. I'm a little surprised. So this is somebody who wanted to use a screen name. We don't do screen names on Connect. We use real names. And we've put up a sort of disclosure to make sure you know that before you join so that you are not surprised. Anyway, they sent in some of the disclosure from ThinkSpot, which is really, really interesting. And I appreciate your sending that. Somebody writes, I don't follow your logic on mind control when you say it happens one person at a time. So I did an interview with Ulrich called Control and Freedom Happens One Person at a Time. I think you underestimate how much money the system spends on making sure that you are individually herded and manipulated the way they want. We go through all the different systems, but you need to open up to your mind the fact that this is the biggest business in the world, and they will spend millions to control you as opposed to kill you. Although the killing is obviously is accelerating, but controlling and manipulating your mind is the biggest business, biggest industry on the planet right now, and are one of the biggest. And listen carefully with Ulrich as we discuss it, and then follow the links. And if that isn't enough, go listen to the Deep State Tactics. But I can't tell you how important it is if you're going to survive modern life. to understand how this system works, because, you know, you're not part of some mass psychosis. You are individually a target. There are two kinds of citizens in the G7 nations. One is people who know they're a target. The other are people who don't know they're a target. But everybody, every single citizen, every single consumer is a target of multiple surveillance and AI systems. And their goal is to manipulate and hurt you in a variety of ways. And if you can't see that, then you can't see the control grid that's growing up around you, because the control grid that's growing up around you is the control grid that manipulated the COVID-19 op. It's one and the same. Hi, Catherine. My question in its simplest form, do you feel that this very unique approach can work, or is the current situation simply too dire for humor? So you're talking about using examples from the movie to help people understand what's going on. No, I think using movies is a great idea. And I think humor and lightheartedness is very important. It's very effective in fighting evil. Without commenting on the specific example you sent me, I just think the approach you've got is a good one. Question, where to find how to buy and install a safe? And I put the link in the show notes. There you go. Then something, the ThinkSpot information from the person who was unhappy that we will not permit screen names on Connect. Anyway, those are very interesting, and I really appreciate your sending it. Somebody sent pictures of UN planes in North Bay, Ontario for servicing. Mildly, you know, I don't know what the truth is of who's up there, but I do know that, you know, the one subscriber who really helped me understand that whoever was acting as police were not Canadian line policemen. Something weird was going on, whether it was mercenaries or UN troops or foreign troops, something strange was going on. So Rob Kirby did a great job of updating us, providing us with descriptions and pictures. And the next thing you know, he's in the hospital with COVID. So I would just ask for prayers for Rob Kirby. Anyway, something, whatever the enforcement was in Canada, it wasn't kosher. There's a real problem. Do you recommend VPNs on our devices? What do you use? So I don't use VPNs. And I asked one of our guys, in my opinion, there's no need to use a VPN anymore. You still have your data on somebody else's server. HTTPS protocol took care of the previous security issue. If you want to mask your location, then use a proxy. Here's some that work well, for example. And it's a link from Hacker Noon on the 12 best proxy servers. So our team uses one proxy server when they want to test coming in from different locations. It's the only reason we use it. Hi, Catherine. What a great info source your site is. I'm grateful to have discovered this. I've listened to hours of your video interviews. I originally found you on The Last American Vagabond. So then you asked me about somebody who you believe is disinformation. Here's what I found. If you look at how much time it takes to watch people who are totally vetted and excellent, that takes more than 100% of my time. And so I just have no time for disinformation. And I'm often asked to watch disinformation because oftentimes there are nuggets in it. But I found that it's over time, it's just not worth going. I mean, the nuggets are just not worth it. Again, I get so many requests that sometimes I'll do it. But just over the long period of time, if you just stick with making sure you understand the long-term trends and reading serious content and serious intelligence, you know, just stay away from the crap. I just think it also comes with all sorts of psychic garbage. So my advice is focus on excellent intelligence, and it's just excellent habit to avoid those who don't make it into the excellent category. Hi, Catherine. Happy Cash Friday, and thank you so much for the great mind-blowing content. My question is, why does NATO not invite Russia to join along with Ukraine? I covered this in detail with Titus in Money Markets this week, but the bottom line is the unipolar model is trying to encircle Russia and create first strike capacity. So there you have it. Hello, Catherine. And I shouldn't just say it's the United States, it's the neocon. There's a group of people who have destroyed America. Their name is the neocon. They have names, they have faces. Start with Victoria Nuland where is she now? Somewhere, she's probably at State Department. Anyway, the Terry, the French writer, has a great piece on the on the Straussians and the neocons and what's going on in the Ukraine right now. It's in French, but you can translate it on DeepL. And neocons have destroyed America. Unbelievable. You know, if you look at where America was in 1995, when I tell you America has destroyed itself, it's unbelievable. Hello, Catherine. I'm completely confused by Russia and Ukraine. Okay, so I would listen to the beginning of Money and Markets this week. I covered it with Titus. It's hard to get good information from the ground, but the best I've found so far is Moon of Alabama. So I would check out Moon of Alabama. What are some websites that catalog local organic farms in the United States and that produce raw milk? I would start with Weston Price. Weston Price has a great catalog that they publish every year and for members, and I would start with that. Question, the Eurocrats are working overtime to sabotage any economic survival possible for the EU countries and EU citizens. Why? Okay, so I would start with the interview with Titus this week, but one of the things you talk about is the importance of destroying the tradition of liberty in the United States. And I agree totally. And I think that's one of the reasons why the neocons have been busy trying to destroy the United States. And frankly, the United States citizens have let them get away with it. They've done a very good job of destroying the United States. And, you know, but the game's not over. So I think it's very, very important to protect the Constitution and protect the Second Amendment. And this is going to be a state-by-state war. And the thing you got to watch is they're trying to implement the vaccine passports and the banking controls quietly now while people's minds are off the COVID narrative. Then you have a question about one of the shows on Rogan on the social credit system. I only watched a brief episode, which was, you know, a very good warning. But I don't, you know, I didn't watch the whole thing. And basically, right before Rogan got the Spotify deal, he did a really dirty vaccine thing. And since then, I just haven't followed him. I think he's a very good interviewer, but I don't think his mission is to do what he can do within a more acceptable framework. And that's not our mission. Our mission is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. Now, you know, we have to also function where we can only, you know, I'll say, is it worth $5,000 of hacking to put this article up? And sometimes I say, no, it's not worth it. So we all have to operate, you know, in this world within the economics, the constraints the economics put on us. But anyway, so I just don't know. Hi, Catherine. I want to thank you and your staff for enlightening information. I recently recovered from COVID and made a full recovery. Then you've gotten a diagnosis of cancer. So I sent some suggestions on how to find the kind of doctor that you're looking for and some ideas. And then I also suggested if I were in your shoes, I would read Suzanne Summers' Bombshell. And one of the doctors she talks about is Nick Gonzalez, who is no longer alive, but his former, the doctor he practiced with is, and you can find her. I would definitely check out the Nick Gonzalez, former partner, and some of the other doctors mentioned in the Bombshell book. Hi, Catherine. I hope you are well, and thank you for your continued great work. I recently relocated from Chicago to Chattanooga and are wondering if you're encouraging Solari meetup groups. Yes, so join Connect and let's get going. Then somebody who's come back from New Zealand, I'm going to reach out to you directly. Then a whole bunch of recommended links. Somebody recommended David Graeber. He died in 2020 in Venice, Italy. So he's a great guy. I love his book and reviewed his book, but he's no longer with us. Somebody sent in a survivability report on Treasure Island, Treasure Valley, and it is really, really good. And it's the kind of report that everybody should do for their community. It's really an outstanding document. So a great exercise for any area. And it's for the United States, but any area can use it as sort of a template to do something. Then questions about the U.S. biolabs in the Ukraine, volunteer opportunity in Italy, if anybody's interested. One of Corbett's comments on what the recent guys are up to, warning about the red states getting on board for the vaccine passports. Yes, the control grid is flying into place. We just mailed the CBDC and Corey Lynn's vaccine passport to the print subscribers, and we'll have that up next Monday at the shop if you want to get it. And it's a great document to help lobby your local leadership to get this stopped. Here we go, the perfect excuse to regulate everything, Lagarde urges immediate crypto regulation. Yep, a rally in Oregon. And then I just wanted to read something. We talked several weeks ago and asked Catherine, where I said that we were going to put in paper filings to the IRS. So this was posted by Naomi Wolf on Telegram. Looks like we certainly want to file our taxes by paper. Very, very bad news. So this is from Naomi Wolf. I'm trying to get into my IRS account, and now Facebook and Google are the gatekeepers and data partners for the private sector third-party platform now in use on IRS GovID, meaning the people who are deplatforming and censoring us now harvest our biometric data when we try to pay our taxes and can switch off our access to our IRS accounts, Google and Facebook, to verify us to our own government. And me, I can't get in, just like my exhausting shadow banning, constantly broken Facebook account. The IRS Gov, Facebook, Google system doesn't recognize my passport and driver's license. Kind of says it all. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week. Don't ask whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you definitely need to start one. And it needs to be one where you can cash, coin, and digital mechanisms you can transact outside the system. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening, and I'll talk to you next week on Ask Catherine.